You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine. Yes, it's Saturday night and we've got the feeling and we're all squealing or something along those lines. You are listening to Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for 2 hours, gang, playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. By which I mean you'll hear bands you know, but tracks you don't know, and a lot of bands you have never heard of, but who have produced wonderful classic rock music that just never got commercial airplay. So that is what we're all about here. I'm going to get things started. We're going to the UK. The year is 1974. And if you were the UK in 1974, you might have sounded like this.
I want to be with you. man, but I'm going nowhere yet. I'm the type of guy who likes to roam around. I'm never in one place. I roam from town to town. And when I find myself, I'm falling for some girl. Yeah, I hop right into that car of mine. I drive around the world. Yeah, I'm a wanderer. Yeah, I'm a wanderer. I roam around, 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 around.
Thank you. From me, anything. with the circus man that's running round.
That was Santana, kids. That was Santana with Joe Cocker doing Little Wing. That's off of a Santana cover album called Guitar Heaven. I don't know what year that came out, but they cover all of your favorite hard rock guitar songs. Whole Lot of Love, Can't You Hear Me Knockin', Sunshine of Your Love, and a bunch of other stuff. But that was Little Wing with Joe Cocker. He still got it. Well, at least he did until he died. Just a little bit of morose humor there. Okay. Before Santana and Joe Cocker, the great Buddy Guy, Just Playing With My Axe, off the fantastic album A Man and the Blues from 1968. Freddie King, Worry My Life No More, that is off the awesome album Getting Ready, which came out in 72, and that was on vinyl, kids. That is a fantastic album. Everybody has to go get it. It's like blues and rock and blues rock, and it's got his, All right, before Freddie King, Rory Gallagher with Hands Off, live at the Reading Festival 1973, which was the first Reading Festival. And Rory played it, and that's a pretty cool version of Hands Off. And we started the set off way back when with Jordy, Hope You Like It, off of Hope You Like It. And I don't have a year on that. It was reissued in 2011, but I don't know when it originally came out. And that, of course, featured a pre-ACDC Brian Johnson on vocals. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We're together until 11, gang, playing the best classic rock that you have never heard, by which I mean, well, everything you just heard, you never heard on the radio. And you've certainly never heard a decent recording of the Velvet Underground live until now. Dig it and dig it deep.
don't know just where I'm going. Kingdom, if I can, 'cause it makes me feel like I'm a man. When I put a spike into my vein, then I tell you things aren't quite the same. When I'm rushing on my run, and I feel just like Jesus' son.
Land.
baby, be the death of me. Because a mina to my vein leads to a center in my head. And then I'm better off than dead.
Hold the glove of gold behind you.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
Only hills of sand.
The sun's not your friend in the desert like he is at home.
It's at home.
The wind has a name in the desert, but it's barely known. It's only the heart is blown that can blossom in darkest cartoon. So I will just stay in my room tonight.
That was Montrose, Crazy for You off of Jump On It, which came out in 1976. That was on vinyl. Before that, Spinal Tap, Clam Caravan. I love that song. That's off of Break Like the Wind from 92. The Human Instinct from New Zealand gave us Pins In It, P-I-N-Z-I-N-E-T, one word, off the album Pins In It from 1971. Because when else would you, you know, Pins In It and Pins In It, except in 1971. T-Rex gave us Elemental Child off a Beard of Stars from 1970, so technically he was still Tyrannosaurus Rex at this point. But Beard of Stars, first album where he sort of shifted from the folky, hippie, elven stuff into more of a glammy direction. Lots of guitar on that album, and I recommend it. And speaking of albums I recommend, we started that set off way back when with the Velvet Underground with a live version of Heroin. That is off the album 1969, Velvet Underground Live with Lou Reed, which I believe came out in the mid-70s, but obviously it was recorded in 1969, and it is considered pretty much the best live recording of the Velvet Underground, and that kicked. So there you have it. That was that set of music, gang. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name's Mike Conway. We have one more hour. Where are we going to go? I know where we're going to go. Let's change the pace a little and get a little funky and R&B and percussion-y and...